tonight, the Monadnock Music Festival's 47th season gets underway. They call it the start of a new era after a period of reorganization, both in Monadnock Music's structure and in its leadership. I recently talked with its executive director, Will Chapman, and its new artistic director, Gil Rose. First, Will Chapman explains how the new season is intended to return Monadnock Music to its roots.
The founders, Jim and Jocelyn Boley, had a very Catholic approach to music. So you would get chamber music, you might get a solo piano recital, choral music, you get symphonic music, you get opera.
And this season has a range of different works. But I also noticed that in this season, and you've said in seasons to come, that Monadnock Music is going to perform a season of works by a featured composer. This year, Gil, it's Virgil Thompson. For those who don't know his work, what should we know about Virgil Thompson?
Well, Virgil Thompson was one of that generation of American composers who wrote the script on what American music was in the 20th century. Aaron Copland, Virgil Thompson, one of the most important figures. He also was very important as a critic, a musical critic, and wrote many books. He was famous for writing operas and orchestral music and vocal music. But the chamber music is somewhat underappreciated. And so we'll be hearing all sorts of pieces that probably haven't been heard by most people. And there's a long-term Monadnock connection with Virgil Thompson because he spent time here and even in the early days of the festival was a visitor.
When most of us think of these types of music, we often think of the big concert hall, the big auditorium. And for people who haven't seen a performance in a smaller space, how does the experience differ?
You're in a beautiful 18th century meeting house on a green. It's classic New England. The summer people, the people in the red suspenders who work at the transfer station, it's almost like a church supper. You know, it's a real community event. It's very intimate. People hang out on the green afterwards and talk to the musicians or go to someone's house for a glass of wine. The townhouse is bigger, and it allows us to do orchestral work and large choral pieces, and we have a beautiful Steinway for piano recitals. But even that holds 300 people, and it's right in the center of Peterborough. So, it has a very warm and intimate feel.
This is a time when most of the news we hear about nonprofit music organizations is not good. How does an organization like Monadnock Music fulfill a rather broad mission without the troubles that we often hear about with resources, with finance, with those kinds of things?
Firstly, we're lucky that we have an established base of support, and we have no long-term debt. One thing that perhaps people would see as a disadvantage can be turned to an advantage, and that is we don't have a facility. So we don't have to divert resources to mowing the lawn, fixing the roof, and to mortgage and all of that. We're really a software company, and we let other people be the hardware company.
The way to survive and thrive in this environment, in any environment, is through blood, sweat, and tears. I think we're, with this season, starting down the path to showing the region and then also beyond the region that Monadnock Music stands for something. And so it'll be valuable in a small village meeting house or on a recording that we might make. It'll be clear that we have an idea about what we want to do, and we'll show through our, you know, as I said, blood, sweat, and tears, how we're going to do it.
Gil Rose, artistic director of the Monadnock Music Festival. Recently, I spoke with Gil and with executive director Will Chapman. You can find out more about Monadnock Music's 47th season, which begins tonight, by visiting our website, nhpr.org.